just wanted to provide another update. I know I gave an update back in October, but just want to update you on a few more of the findings that we learned about through the month of October, and then at the end here give you an update on our plan to offer some voluntary refunds to some license holders in some of our East River deer units. So next slide, Chris, please. So not going to spend much time on this. We've been over this before, and I know you've had a long day, but you know, EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, it's a viral disease that is obviously caused by a virus and is thought to be heavily spread amongst deer populations by a biting midge insect. And back in October, we had very mild fall weather conditions, which I think was appreciated by many of us up until the snow came. But across much of the state, we had a very delayed frost that occurred across the state, which did allow, unfortunately, this disease to continue to spread, and thus we did document a few more deaths that occurred during the month of October. So next slide, Chris. Again, not going to spend much time on this, but you know, symptoms are very visible to folks that observe a deer that likely has EHD, and therefore we worked back in August, I believe, or early September with our communication staff. We started getting reports. We started getting confirmations of EHD from those samples that were submitted. And just want to thank again the members of the public, in particular, those landowners out there and hunters in those early seasons of getting these reports to us to help with these management responses. Next slide, Chris. So just four slides here, or four images here on this slide. Each one of those is a snapshot by month of the number of dead deer that were reported to our department. Each dot on there, you can't tell from here, but it may indicate or represent only one dead deer, or it could represent 7 to 12, 13 dead deer. So those would just be locations that were reported to us, and our field staff obviously obtained as much information as we could from those reporting parties, and was very helpful for us in documenting the loss of deer from hemorrhagic disease this fall. Next slide, Chris. So again, here's that map, a cumulative report. This is up through just towards the end of October of last week. I do know we have had other samples come back that we were able to get a viable sample sent to the lab. I believe we now have EHD confirmed down in the southwest part of the state in Fall River County, and there likely were a few more dead deer reports of those black dots added to this map since October 29th, but not too many more confirmed samples from the lab. So just wanted to show you there the geographical distribution of those reports of dead deer that we obtained from the public. Next slide, Chris, please. So here's just a summary report, a little table there on the left side, which indicates by county the number of reports that our staff obtained from the public, the number of dead deer associated with those reports, and then the number of confirmed positives from those samples that were viable to be sent off to South Dakota State University for some analysis and whatnot. So I guess in a nutshell, we had a reported loss from 35 different counties. Obviously, not all reported deer losses are submitted for testing. Once we, you know, confirm it within a county, we really don't send in much more we remove the spleen and send those spleens in from those deer to be tested. But unless it's something else that we might have a suspicion on from a disease standpoint, then we would send in another test. But once found there, we kind of move on and don't do much more testing there. So EHD was confirmed from 26 samples, as you can see there, in 15 different counties. So next slide, Chris. So how does this compare to, you know, what we've experienced here in the last 10 years or so in South Dakota? You know, as of October there, towards the end of October, we had 633 dead deer reported from those 260 reports. So, you know, kind of on par or in line with what we maybe observed back in 2011, 13, and 17. Obviously, 2012 and there in 2016 were some pretty bad years from EHD loss. And again, I went over this last month with you, but to actually quantify the loss of dead deer to hemorrhagic disease is just very difficult to determine. We don't know what that reporting rate is from the public, and how easy or difficult it is to find those dead deer on the landscape. So this is just our best estimate based on reports from our public. So next slide, Chris. The one thing we look at in regards to what management responses we should try to take here in a timely fashion, we obviously look at the population objectives that we have established for those species. And here I just wanted to pull up the white-tailed deer population objective. EHD really affects white-tailed deer here in South Dakota much more than it does mule deer. So just want to ensure to you that we are evaluating from our response recommendations, either to you as a commission or to our administration, some of the things we take into account there. Next slide, Chris. So when we were working on the deer management plan, one thing that we had a fair amount of discussion on was how can we be much more consistent or have some better guidance in how we respond to hemorrhagic disease outbreaks. And we never really got that pinned down in that planning process, and so this kind of forced us here recently to kind of put some things on paper, and here is just a draft guidance for management response options due to hemorrhagic disease, and you can see there on the table those four columns kind of indicating the unit population objectives for those respective units, and then the management responses there on the first column. The removal of leftover licenses, which we have some options to do on that with Secretary Hepler working with the commission chair on removing unsold leftover licenses. We can talk about license refunds. And then if we do get those licenses voluntarily returned, do we have an option for some of those units to maybe try to reallocate those out to hunters? And again, this table that is in front of you here today is not written in stone, but it is something that we have put some thought into, and we did use this quite well in our response here this fall. In the next slide, I'll get into something else here, Chris, so you can move on here. So the 2020 management responses to what we learned from EHD this year, if you remember back at the previous meeting, we did inform you, and Secretary Hepler and Commission Chair Jensen got together, and maybe with some other commissioners, and we did talk about some of the more immediate action we wanted to try to take, and we did end up removing some of the unsold antlerless white-tailed deer licenses within Falk, Hand, Hyde, and Potter County. So in reviewing data that continue to come in during the month of October, and going through that management response guidance table that was just on the previous slide there too, we are going to offer voluntary refunds for those unit-specific licenses in that table there for the East River deer seasons. So it would include any license type for those respective seasons, whether it's for an any deer, or any whitetail, or an antlerless deer, or a landowner license. If that hunter feels EHD has had an impact to the deer within that respective unit, if they want to return that license, they can certainly do so. Those licenses need to be postmarked prior to the start of those respective seasons. And for this would be the East River firearm deer season. We would reimburse them for their license fee, reinstate those preference points. And because these licenses are being returned from a disease concern standpoint and not from the COVID standpoint on the other side of the coin, we brought a recommendation forward to administration, and they're in agreement that we would not allow these returned licenses to be reallocated to the public. So those would be the two management responses right now. Obviously, we'll continue to have those discussions as we work on recommendations for you for the next two-year season setting schedule for our deer hunting season. So, Chris, I think that might be the last slide there. So if there's any questions, I can sure try to answer them, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chad. Any questions, comments? Don't hear any. Thank you again, Chad, very much.
Yep, thank you.